Hello, this is Deacon Phuc Phan from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. And thank you for joining me for an evening prayer on this Monday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time. Let us begin. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our eyes are fixed intently on the Lord, waiting for His merciful help. To you have I lifted up my eyes, you who dwell in the heavens, my eyes like the eyes of slaves on the hand of their lords, like the eyes of her servants on the hand of her mistress. So our eyes are on the Lord our God, till He show us His mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy. We are filled with contempt. Indeed, all too full is our soul with the scorn of the rich, with the proud man's disdain. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father in heaven, we lift our eyes to you and pray. Confound the scorn of the proud and graciously show us your mercy. Our eyes are fixed intently on the Lord, waiting for His merciful help. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If the Lord had not been on our side, this is Israel's song. If the Lord had not been on our side, when men rose against us, then would they have swallowed us alive when their anger was kindled. Then would the waters have engulfed us, the torrent gone over us. Over our head would have swept the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who did not give us a prey to their teeth. Our life, like a bird, has escaped from the snare of the fowler. Indeed, the snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord Jesus, you foretold that your disciples would be despised on account of your name, but that not a hair on their heads is ever forgotten. In time of persecution, defend and revive us by the power and comfort of the Holy Spirit, so that we can be freed from our enemies and praise your saving help. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. And God chose us in His Son to be His adopted children. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in Him before the world began to be holy and blameless in His sight. He predestined us to be His adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was His will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor He has bestowed on us in His beloved. In Him and through His blood, we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan He was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in Him, in the heavens and on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God chose us in His Son to be His adopted children. Do not, my brothers, speak ill of one another. The one who speaks ill of his brother or judges his brother is speaking against the law. It is the law he judges. If, however, you judge the law, you are no observer of the law. You are its judge. Therefore, there is but one lawgiver and judge, one who can save and destroy. Who then are you to judge your neighbor? Lord, you alone can heal me, for I have grieved you by my sins. Lord, you alone can heal me, for I have grieved you by my sins. Once more I say, O Lord, have mercy on me, for I have grieved you by my sins. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, you alone can heal me, for I have grieved you by my sins. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, for he looked with favor on his lowly servant. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. Christ desires to lead all men to salvation. Let us implore him with all our heart. Draw all things to yourself, Lord. Through your precious blood, Lord, you redeemed us from the slavery of sin. Grant us the freedom of the sons of God. Draw all things to yourself, Lord. Bestow your grace upon our Bishop Joe and upon all bishops. May they administer your sacraments with fervent joy. Draw all things to yourself, Lord. Grant that all who seek the truth may find it, and in finding it, may they desire it all the more. Draw all things to yourself, Lord. Be present to comfort widows, orphans, and all the abandoned, Lord. May they feel close to you and cling to you. Draw all things to yourself, Lord. Receive our departed brethren to the heavenly kingdom, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit, you will be all in all. Draw all things to yourself, Lord. Remember us, Lord, when you come to your kingdom, and teach us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Lord, our Father, all at the close of day we come to you, the light that never fades. Shine in the darkness of our night, and forgive our sins and failings. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace. Thanks be to God. Thank you again for joining me for evening prayer on this Monday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time. Have a blessed evening. God bless.